Emotional bites, opening the kimono on all your deepest emotions. Hey everyone and welcome. Ready to dive deep? Today we're tackling emotions, but like really breaking them down with this thing called the component process model. It's got a lot of moving parts, 16 to be precise.
16 emotional filters, you could say. Each one kind of colors how we experience the world.
So the good news is these 16 SECs, they're grouped into four main categories.
Okay, that's better.
Yeah, and first up, we've got relevance.
Relevance.
Basically, your brain's asking, how important is this thing to me right here, right now? So then the second category, we've got implications.
Implications. Okay.
And this is where your brain starts playing that what if game.
Okay.
Like, what if this happens?
Okay.
What does this event mean for my goals, both right now and in the future?
So it's not just about what's happening right now, but like the long game?
Exactly. You got it. Your brain's thinking, did I cause this?
Okay.
Which is all about agency, right?
Right.
So it's like, can I control what's happening? So that's controllability.
Can I control, yeah.
And of course, how's this all going to turn out? For the third category.
Okay.
Coping potential.
This one's really important.
Okay. Coping potential.
This is your brain basically sizing up your own personal toolkit, right?
Okay.
Your resources, your skills, your ability to adapt.
Gotcha.
All to deal with whatever's going on.
So like, even if something bad happens, if I think I can handle it, I won't freak out as much.
Exactly.
All right, and then finally, we have normative significance, which adds a whole other layer of complexity.
This is where, like, other people come into play, right?
Exactly. You know it. Normative significance is all about how this event, whatever it is, fits with my values and social norms.
Okay.
It's where we feel those emotions like guilt, shame, pride, all that.
Okay, let me see if I've got this all straight.
Yeah.
My brain is constantly looking at situations based on these four things.
Right, right.
Relevance, implications,
yep.
Coping potential.
Yes.
And how it all lines up with my values.
The component process model. It's got a lot of moving parts. There's a whole internal system going on under that.
You got it. 16 emotional filters. And the CPM, it helps us understand the why behind those feelings instead of just what we're feeling, you know. And trust me, those spilled coffee emotions, way different depending on if it was you or Emmy who spilled it.
Okay, now I'm really hooked. So hit me with it. What are some of these filters that shape our reactions?
Let's start at the very beginning. Like, when our brain first encounters something, is it sudden or expected? That's our first filter, suddenness.
So like surprise party versus just knowing it's your birthday week. Same event, totally different sudden levels on the old emotional scale.
Exactly. And that suddenness filter, it's already shaping how we process the emotional bites coming in, all that info.
Emotional bites. Gotta love that.
Yeah.
So what else is working in those first few seconds, even if we don't realize it?
Well, think of it like this. Is the situation familiar or totally new territory? Familiarity filter kicking in there. First day of school versus your usual Tuesday meeting. Big difference.
Oh, tell me about it. My heart rate's up just thinking about being the new kid again, huh?
Right. And then right alongside that, you've got predictability. How much did we see something coming? Predictable event. It's like a dance you've rehearsed, unpredictable. Now we're improvising.
And sometimes those improvised moves are the most memorable, right?
Absolutely. Our next filter, goal need importance, that's coming into play big time. How much does this situation matter to what we want right now?
Okay, so if my goal is to, I don't know, totally nail this deep dive episode, a sudden tech glitch, way bigger deal than if I'm just chilling watching a movie, right? Goals focus our attention.
Exactly, which leads us to conduciveness. Is this event helping or hindering those goals we're now focused on? Like, imagine hitting every green light on your way to work.
Which is great, unless I'm already running late and then it's just mocking my bad time management.
See? How conducive something feels totally depends on our own context, our goals, even our sense of humor at that moment.
This is so cool. It's like we're taking emotions apart piece by piece.
And speaking of pieces, the next few filters, they bring in other people into the mix, you know, the social side of things. Remember spilled coffee? Well, WHO spilled it. Me, you, some random person. That's cause agent doing its thing.
Oh, okay. So if I do it, I'm just clumsy. But if someone bumps me and they're the coffee villains.
Yeah.
totally different emotional story.
Exactly. And it gets deeper, right? Because then there's cause, motive. Did they do it on purpose? Total accident. Maybe they were distracted by like a runaway puppy. Our brains, we got to know the WHY.
Okay, that's hilarious, but also so true. Puppy makes almost anything forgivable. So we've got like the who and the why of the event.
Yeah.
What else is in this emotional recipe?
Next up, we've got outcome probability. So how likely is it that something specific will happen because of this event? Like waiting for medical test results, good news versus bad news, totally changes how you feel in that waiting period.
Oh, for sure. It's like thinking about a delicious meal versus, wait, is this going to give me food poisoning? Same event, eating, but whole different emotional forecast going on.
Right. Our brains are prediction machines, constantly running simulations. Speaking of which, let's talk discrepancy from expectation. How much did what just happened differ from what we thought was going to happen?
The plot twist filter.
Yeah.
Bigger the surprise, bigger the emotional splash.
You got it. Imagine getting a promotion you did not see coming. Huge positive discrepancy. Or planning a relaxing vacation turns into a travel nightmare. That discrepancy, you're going to be unpacking that one for a while.
Okay, this is making so much more sense. It's not just the event, it's how we filter it through all these different lenses, I guess.
And that's the heart of the CPM, right? Now, picture yourself on that roller coaster of feelings. Next filter coming up. Urgency. How fast do I got to react to this thing? Low urgency, we can take our time. High urgency. Buckle up.
Yeah, so a nice walk in the park versus, I don't know, that runaway puppy headed for my coffee. Yeah, urgency levels night and day.
Boom. Suddenly your body's flooded with those emotional bites, right? Got to take action, got to protect the caffeine, whatever it takes.
All those filters firing at once. How do we even make sense of it, especially when things feel crazy?
That's where the control filter comes in. How much influence do BBU think we have over this whole situation? Feeling in control usually brings calm, feeling powerless. That's when things can spiral.
It's like you're trying to give someone directions, but they're just not listening. Total lack of control.
Right.
Okay, but what about the times when we DO need help, you know?
That's where power comes in. Not just can we handle it, but can we tap into resources, get support? Think of it like we can't control the weather, but we can bring an umbrella.
I love that. Not about being superhuman, but knowing your strengths and when to phone a friend. So we've got power. It's like the outside stuff, right? But what about like our own values? Where do those fit into all these emotional filters going off?
That's where adjustment comes in. How adaptable are we? Can we roll with the punches or do we just like get stuck on what we can't change?
So going back to your weather example, high adjustment, you're bummed about rain, but hey, indoor picnic time.
Exactly. Expectations shift, emotions adapt. But low adjustment, you're hung up on that sunny picnic. Rain ruins the whole thing.
Flexibility is key. I'm seeing that. Can't always control the event, but we can control our reaction. Okay, what are the last couple filters we got to know?
These last two are interesting. They get into right and wrong, you know? Normative significance, internal standards. That's about how the situation sits with our values.
So if I like accidentally cut someone off in traffic, my internal standards, they're going to make me feel guilty because I try to be a good driver.
There we go. Guilt's the signal, right? Internal standards saying, uh-oh, something's not aligned here.
Wow. Okay. And I'm guessing this last one is how our actions line up with what everybody expects.
Bingo. Normative significance. External standards.
Those unwritten rules, you know, what we pick up from family, culture, society, the whole shebang.
So even if I think my dance moves are killer, if everyone else is clearing the floor, my external standards filter might be giving me some feedback.
Right. Our brains are always comparing, measuring ourselves against all these internal and external rules.
Okay. So to recap, 16 emotional filters shaping our world from how sudden something feels to if it matches our deepest values. It's like, emotions have an instruction manual now. So what are the other pieces of this like emotional puzzle we're putting together?
Well, for starters, there's the physiological stuff, right? Your heart rate might go up. You might start sweating. Your muscles tense up. Our bodies are really good at reacting to whatever's going on in our heads.
Yeah, it's like our fight or flight response ticking in, even if we're not like actually in danger.
Exactly. And then there's how we express those emotions outwardly. Like think about facial expressions, your tone of voice, your posture. Those are all part of this process, too.
So it's like our brains are making these lightning fast judgments, our bodies are reacting, and then we're expressing those feelings outwardly. So it's like this whole chain reaction happening inside of us, all stemming from those initial appraisals.
Right. But here's where it gets even more interesting. They also found that appraisals related to our values, like whether we think something is morally right or wrong, those also had a measurable impact on our physiological responses. It's like our sense of ethics is literally embodied.
Whoa, that's pretty profound when you think about it.
They noticed something really interesting about how our perspective shifts when we're not the ones directly experiencing something. Like when we're watching other people go through something.
Yeah, like when you're watching a movie and like you find yourself getting totally invested in the characters and what they're going through, you're like on the edge of your seat, even though it's not actually happening to you.
Exactly. Yep. It's like we start to take on their perspective.
Fascinating. So it's like our brains know the difference between actually experiencing something and just witnessing it, but our emotions, they still get all caught up in the moment.
Right. It's almost like we're empathizing with the people we're watching, even if we don't know them. I think, you know, all of this talk about appraisals, components, all of this stuff with the CPM,
yeah.
It's like we're getting this behind the scenes look at how our minds work.
Right.
How our brains are constantly evaluating situations and making decisions about how we should feel.
And having access to that behind the scenes information can be incredibly valuable.
Yeah.
For example.
Okay.
It can help us recognize our own emotional patterns and biases.
So instead of just feeling blindsided by a wave of anger or anxiety, we can actually take a step back and ask ourselves, okay, what appraisals are at play here?
Yeah.
What story is my brain telling itself in this moment? And is that story even accurate? Or is it being colored by my past experiences or biases?
Exactly. Just being able to ask those questions can be a game changer.
Right.
It allows us to approach our emotions with greater self-awareness and potentially even find ways to regulate them more effectively.
Right.
But it's not just about understanding our own emotions. Appraisal theory can also help us develop greater empathy for others.
That makes sense because we often assume that everyone else is experiencing the world and reacting to it in the same way that we are. But that's obviously not true.
Yeah.
Everyone is coming to the table with their own unique set of experiences, expectations, and biases that shape their appraisals and influence their emotional responses.
Precisely.
And remember, this isn't just about understanding our emotions. It's about them becoming tools. So listeners, next time you're hit with a big emotion, good or bad, don't just go with it. Think about those filters. You might be surprised what you find. This has been an incredible deep dive. Thank you so much for walking us through it.
My pleasure. And remember, every emotion, no matter how messy it seems, it makes sense when we take the time to understand it.
And on that note, stay curious, my friends.